This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. You know, my son has a huge, he's a huge fan. I was going to say he doesn't have a crush on Bruno Mars, but he's a huge fan of Bruno Mars music, as am I. I remember when Bruno Mars did the Super Bowl, I was just floored at how talented this guy was. I was like, Michael Jackson, we miss you, but Bruno Mars, holy cow, what a talent. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Speaking of talent, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Now, why am I talking about Bruno Mars? Because my son, well, we were in the radio, in the car, and he says, "Hey, Dad, he can hear it." I couldn't even hear it, but he was like, "Dad, turn up the radio." And of course, it's Bruno Mars' song, 24 Karat or something like that. And I love the old school beats of Bruno Mars. I got to tell you, I like this guy. It makes me want to go out and buy his records. That's a joke. That was an old man joke. Get his downloads, you know, have it with you all the time. Sold the TV at my house, older Sony. It's got built-in speaker system. It is amazing. That TV was phenomenal, but it's old technology now. So I sold the thing for like $100 or something. And a young black couple came to, well, I should say, a young black lady and her mom came to pick it up and had Bruno Mars playing through the stereo system. And you don't need surround sound with this TV. It was freaking awesome. I almost hate I sold it. It was beautiful. I mean, just, and so they come in and Bruno Mars is playing on there and they were like, "Whoa, who is this?" You know, they couldn't believe. They were like, "This coming out of the TV?" Yeah. And as I was sitting there playing, I was like, "I don't even know that I want to sell this." But I did. It was a heavy TV in comparison to what you can get today. But long story short, Bruno Mars, amazing guy. He will help you sell your TV. So, I'm listening to Bruno Mars, my son's jamming in the back of the car, and it hits me, you know, who would I really like to meet? And I was thinking, I'd love to meet Bruno Mars. In studio, hang out with him, have a beer, a taco, whatever, you know, just not in a starstruck way, just to pal around with Bruno Mars and get his take on why he's doing throwback music and all that. And then I thought to myself, The best thing I could do to be Bruno Mars's friend is to not believe that I'm hanging out with Bruno Mars. I would not treat Bruno Mars, and by the way, this is true of all my celebrity friends. I don't goo-goo and gaga. I go, "I love your talent, but your voice is no more important." And I'll tell you, I got some Hollywood buddies. They call me up. They say, "Kevin, you're like my hero." And I'm going, "How can I be your hero, man? You've made 20 movies. You're my hero." "Well, you're mine." They are so down to earth. But here's where it got me. I don't know how many fans Bruno Mars has on his like Twitter thing or whatever. I don't know how many people listen to his videos, but I bet you it's in the tens, if not the hundreds of millions. And we do this, why? Because this guy has an amazing voice. That's it. I was thinking, the number of people that Bruno Mars reaches, because he can flat out sing, one of the top five singers I've ever, entertainers, I should say. He's Sammy Davis Jr., Michael Jackson, and somebody else rolled up into one. I don't know who. But all he does really well is he takes these patterns of sound and he puts them in a very melodic way that we enjoy. And hundreds of millions of people hang on his every word. That's amazing, isn't it? Bruno Mars might be the dumbest guy on the planet, outside of music. Hundreds of millions of people hang on his every word. Now, he uses his words in music, but from what I hear, he's a lefty. I don't know. But hundreds of millions of people hang on his every word. If Bruno Mars says, I don't like Trump, many of his fans, these young kids, will go, I don't like Trump. I guess I shouldn't like him. I played a clip the other day of Penn Jillette, I think's his name. And he was on Glenn Beck's show. And he lost faith in science, or magic, I should say. He lost faith in magic when he learned that Kreskin had tricked him. And that's all it took. Well, Bruno Mars could be the Kreskin of a lot of things. But I'm only picking on him because I happen to like his music and so does my son. But I could pick anybody you want. Ben Affleck. Susan Sarandon. What's his name? With Affleck. Does the Bourne movies. You know who I'm talking about. The point is, it doesn't matter who Matt Damon. Doesn't matter who these people are. They say one thing, and millions of people go, okay, that's the way I feel. And they do that. Why? Because a guy can act? Because a guy can sing? Because somebody can dance? Because somebody's on TV, on a show somewhere, or an anchor on a news program? That's it. That's all it takes. Meanwhile, we research, we go through painstaking discovery to get to the points that we get to. And we're right, folks. That's what's so sad. We are so right. I mean, not sad because we're right. Sad because our voice, one person on their side can negate many of our voices. How do we change it? I'm not going to tell you I have the answers today, but I'll tell you this. You cannot do it without creating voices. See, Bruno Mars should be able to say whatever he wants to say. And I should be able to say, you know what? I love Bruno Mars' music. But that dude is dumber than, and finish it. And people go, wow, Kevin said Bruno Mars is dumb. I said he's talented too. But when it comes to politics, he may be dumb. Stevie Wonder, amazing talent, dumb in politics. Don't let Stevie work on your car. Don't let Stevie drive your car. You get what I'm saying? We give so much credibility to these people and we allow them to gain it. And they have zero. If I were Bruno Mars, other than the fact that my money's getting taken, I would be in the studio. I would not be working on this kind of stuff. I'd have people that did this. I wouldn't be doing it. I just wanted to bring this to the attention that somehow, folks, we got to address this. We can't just sweep it under the rug. It's going to come back to bite us. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was watching this show called How to Get Away with Murder, and it's got a Viola, what's her name? I forget her last name, but anyway, she's a black lady, plays the attorney, strong, powerful role, shows weakness too, but she, you know, it's a good role. It's an interesting story. She's a professor of law at a prestigious university, very well respected, Professor Keating. And she gets off very difficult clients, but there's another thriller going on with inside of the story, which is kind of interesting. And to have a black leading lady, protagonist of sorts, sometimes antagonist, who, you know, was groundbreaking, and I think she won an Oscar, and of course said how Hollywood was racist. But the reason why I bring her up is I bring up the show because it's got gratuitous gay sex. It'll show these two guys. This one guy is blatantly gay, and he targets men to, you know, for sex or whatever. And it's just over the top. You can tell that the director or whoever is doing it wants to offend your sensibilities and make you just go like, oh, gosh. Scenes that quite frankly go on too long. I watched the other day, and it was a gay scene or whatever, guy needed some information and decided to pump it out of his boyfriend, pardon the pun. And it was the first time that I've seen one of the scenes in that show where they didn't completely overdo it. It was innuendo. They, you know, kind of a playful kiss, and then it's moved off into the next day. But it's like, yeah, like I said, gratuitous, to say the least. Anyway, the reason why I want to bring this up is because there's a show out there called The Sinner. The Sinner, not Center. The Sinner is in, you know, sinning before the eyes of the Lord, you know. Sinner. Person who commits sins. Do you watch this show? You guys watch it? You even know about it? You know about it? You don't? Okay. Well, it features one, the latest one, I think, because I don't watch it. So I'll just be blunt. I don't watch it. Most of these things I'm talking about, I'm not going to watch it. I don't have time, number one, and I don't have an inclination. But what's interesting about this one is the show features incestuous teen lesbian sex. Teen lesbian sex. And the show, from what I'm told, is geared towards kind of younger audiences. Anybody know? Again, I don't watch it. So, it got me thinking, what is it? Would the show, here's always my litmus test. Does the show do better with or without the scene? And I remember when I was like working on prepositions and people would say, well, is it extraneous information? Does it move the plot along or whatever? So, you have this, in the case of How to Get Away with Murder, the gay guy sleeps with people to get information. Okay, I don't have to see it. I just have to know, hey, you want to go back to my place? Sure. They go, cut away, back to the office the next day. Yeah, hey, I happened to get the information. How'd you get it? I can't kiss and tell. I get it. Because that's kind of what happened anyway. But no, they got to show, you know, all the hot and heavy. Now, and so now this show, The Sinner, features teen lesbian sex, two girls. I told you when John Legend cast for his video, anti-Trump video, John Legend cast for white and Hispanic girls to kiss on camera. Preferable if they are gay, and it would show that, you know, the Trump is not love and John Legend is, and the left is love and love, 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 love. All we need is love. And it bothers me because I didn't see The Sinner, but the way it was described when I was reading the article, I was like, this just, you don't even need that. The agenda's so clear. Shove it down their throats. Anyway, something else I want to talk about. So Donald Trump, you know, obviously has these resorts, and people become members, which is normal, right? Well, they're tracking 4,500 Trump golf members and outing them, I guess, politically. I don't know what they're doing. Are they going to check with Zuckerberg? Hey, Zuckerberg, can you check Kevin Jackson? He's a member over at Trump International. See what he's got going? See if we can extort him, intimidate him? What else could you possibly want with this information? I don't even know that it was credit cards and all that. Does it matter? Who snooped in and decided, you know what? I want to get this information on Kevin Jackson. That's why I tell people I wrote my book. So if anybody goes, well, you did so-and-so. And I go, yeah, I did that. I think it's on like page 117. I talked about something similar. And then I sang the song, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Oh, man. So, where are we at? We got 4,500 people who, I guess, I don't know if hackers did this or whatever, but they got this information, and now they're like essentially saying to these people, we have your information, and you better do it. What do you want them to do? Vote Hillary? A little late. She's not running again. So what do you want them to do? You want them to beg for their identity or their information back? From what I'm told, they didn't get, like, credit card and stuff like that. They got membership information, which, I mean, could be valid. I don't know. I've never been one to want to steal people's information. Why would you do that? You steal their identity. I get it. Maybe you don't like yours. Self-hate. You don't like your identity? Let me steal somebody's identity. That'll do it. Run up some bills in their name. Make their lives miserable. Because why? I'm a leftist. That's what I do, right? Anyway, it bothers me that people see that type of extortion and use it as a political toy. They want to I can't compare it to this because it's not totally fair. But what's that site that like gives people hookup? You find a dating partner, sex partners or whatever, Sarah or Sadie May or something like that. I honestly don't remember the name of it. But when they expose all those people, then it was, oh, look at what we've got. We're going to go out and find, if you're on that list, we're going to get you. And you know who they end up getting? A bunch of leftists. Yeah, I bet you know what would be funny? If they look at this 4,500 people and 80% of them are leftist. And they've said good things about Trump, like, well, say what you want about his politics, but his spas are amazing. That Frederico's hands should be minted and put in the Smithsonian. I don't know what they would say, but it's disturbing that people want to steal data and out people. Let people live their lives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Please go there and check it out. Also, go to TeaPartyCommunity.com. Go to RacePimping.com. Just jot these down. And if you want to call us, give us a call at 844-551-8255. What do I want to talk about right now? Let me repeat that because I went too fast. 844. Get your pen. Come on, pencil. Get it. 844-551-8255. 8255. Okay, there we go. So listen, there's a giant out there that's after you. It's called leftism. It's run rampant for so long, and it's consuming you, and it's slowly sucking you in. And I'm going to tell you, when I get through with today's different explanations of leftism, you'll understand what I mean. So what I'm talking about is there's a behemoth out there. It's the media, and it's gone into social media. And the media is one thing. We could deal with the media. Okay, they give you misinformation, but social media is a whole other. You want to know why? Because many of you make your living with social media. Or you're on your hustle with social media. Social media did things to allow people to make money in ways they never dreamed of. People that go on eBay and resell. You resell products on Amazon. You may even be a small manufacturer of something, and you had no audience, no way to get to those people. And now you do, because you jump on the World Wide Web and you offer your wares. And every time you did it, you thought, wow, this is great. And the people who invented it and all the different media, for example, Zuckerberg, I want to unite the world. I want everybody to be able to speak to everybody. You've got your own little place in the sun, yada, yada, yada. Google. We have amazing search engines, and we just want people to have access to information. And you know what they've done? They've lured you in. You use it now all the time. Their search engines, their Facebook pages or whatever, and they are slowly putting their fist around your neck. They're squeezing it. And if you make money, you are going to be in big trouble in a few years, because these guys are after you. They're gathering up all the best minds, and they're hiring them and giving them crazy amounts of money. The Snowdens that go to work for the government are going to work for Google and Facebook, and they're building algorithms to know all about you. And they're going to know all about you, and they're going to make sure you are able to do nothing to thwart them. They have become more powerful than countries, more powerful than governments. Policy around the world is being done around a few 30-something entrepreneurs. I'm talking about millennials are changing the way the world has to view stuff. And in many cases, they're complicit with those governments, with those socialists. I don't know if you guys knew this. Back in 2016, YouTube, owned by Google, came up with a new policy around its videos. I don't know if you were monetizing videos, but many people do. They go, it's really funny. I'm going to do something clever. And by the way, this isn't just politics, folks. This is people. These videos are made by people that just, they're practical jokers. You know, they're doing how-to videos or whatever. There's an old black lady. I forget the name of the thing, but I've watched her. And she says, you can cook for 10 people for $3.50 for $10. And she'll say, it's a dollar a person. And she'll show you how to do it. And she's smoking a cigarette and cursing all the way through it. But they're funny to watch. And she makes, you know, I don't know, a few thousand dollars a month. But now she's going to be censored. You want to know why? Because she uses too much profanity. See, you may not even know she exists. You may not know that she'll talk about her MF beans and the MF bacon and the GD this or that. And by the way, I don't condone it. She doesn't need it in order to sell her recipes and stuff, but that's just the way she is. She's being herself on YouTube. She puts it out there with the language warning, and you know, because they make her put that on there, and people come to watch it because they find out the college kids watch it like crazy for two reasons. They find it entertaining, and they also find what she says is correct. They can all go eat there for a buck and have leftovers. So she's found herself a little place in the sun. Old black lady, she's not that old. She's probably in her late 50s, but she's making money doing this amazing thing that she loves doing, and YouTube says, you're using profanity, vulgar language. So they demonetize her videos. So she goes from making a few thousand dollars a month, getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views of people watching her videos, to making nothing. Back on the welfare line, back out on the streets, being a prostitute, who knows? I don't know what she's doing, but I know they demonetize her videos. Because their arbitrary policy said, you know what, old black lady that likes to curse and make food cheap and show people how to eat for nothing, your videos could potentially be offending people. So the people watching her videos are not offended. They're not signing up going, this is so offensive. I did not believe that I could watch. You don't have to watch her videos. But ask Sergey Brin of Google if he gives a crap. Because let me tell you what Sergey's going to do. He's going to monetize those videos anyway. He's going to keep the money. YouTube arbitrarily said, if you don't get over a certain number of views, we're not going to pay you. Doesn't matter that it's no skin off their nose to let you make your little $3 a month until you finally reach $100 till they got to pay you out. They don't care. You're the little guy. So they punish the little guy. They've got rules that won't let you, you know, they call it harassment. Oh, you can't harass. What do you mean harass people? How do I know what's harassing somebody? If I make a video and I'm a rapper and I go, that rapper over there, he's a piece of crap. I don't like him and I'm going to make this rap, whatever. And I make a gazillion dollars. They'll play that all day long. But you make a video that says, you know what? I think that's stupid. Barack Obama, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we're not going to let you monetize because you're harassing people. They have a thing for inappropriate language. Well, whose language is inappropriate? How do I know what is inappropriate to one person? I know people that say shoot, and people go, oh, don't use the Lord's name in vain, or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, they say, geez, don't use the Lord's name in vain. Or, shoot, don't curse. Or, darn it, there you go with your mean-spirited language, Kevin. Are you kidding me? YouTube has the right to demonetize you. They can make money off of you, but you don't get it unless you follow their guidelines. We're the employer. We're the biggest guys on the block. You will use YouTube. And so then they make these deals together. They say Facebook now has this thing called instant articles. They'll let you do your instant articles, but the only videos that they accept are YouTube videos. So now Zuckerberg and Sergey Brin are in it together. Hey, I tell you what, Mark, if you just do this, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. These are two behemoths worth hundreds of millions, what, billions. What's Facebook worth now? By the way, For you people that want to get into something that's not quite, you know, that isn't going to be as big as Facebook, but it's pretty close, it's going to do some good, invest in Tea Party Community. If you're serious, if you want to put some money to good use, you want to be a part of something that's different, that's going to peel the conservatives off of Facebook and monetize, get in on the bottom floor. You're talking to the, you're listening to the owner. You're not talking to him, but you're listening to him. Give it a shot. What do we have to lose? We're going to be pushing this. You want to know why? Because the difference between what we're doing and they're doing is you can speak. Speak your mind. You know, as long as you're not trying to kill somebody, I don't care. You can curse. You can do. If that's who you are, be who you are. But these guys don't want you to be that. The leftist behemoths. This is in 2016. Nothing has changed, folks. The channels that, and I'm reading this, the channels that self-identify as vulnerable by these advertising guidelines seem to be the news channels covering sensitive real-world politics. This is a guy named Kotaku. A guy who's a prominent YouTuber. His name is Philip DeFranco. He responded to this controversy. He vowed, "I'm not going to censor myself," despite the fact that dozens of his videos have been demonetized. He's saying, you know what? I'm still going to get the word out. That's the difference between us and them. We would do it for free. And you know what they don't want? They don't want you affording yourself a living, because they know if the word gets out about who we are and what we do, there will be no leftists in this country. You want to know why work like mine is important? Why a TV show that I may get, or a radio show, the radio show I'm doing now, is important? Why promoting the movie Bleeding Blue, you can go to bleedingbluemovie.com, is important? It's because they don't want this stuff to get out. They open up the kimono and say, come in and take advantage of all this great stuff. Oh, we just met leftists. We only want one point of view. And the minute you start to monetize, the minute your message starts to resonate, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have to stop you from making money from this, because your message is offending people. And they hope it shuts you down. But it's not going to, folks. We're bigger than they are. We're better than they are. We're badder than they are.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We talk about everything here. We're going to talk about sports. You guys want to talk sports? Because there's some important things going on in sports right now. I bet you have been riveted to your sports channel. What sports do you guys follow? Follow baseball? Okay, so you're probably watching, you know, the playoffs or when they're going to, you know, who's going to make it, the race, right? The pennant race is what they call it. Hockey, I don't know. What sports are going on right now? Football starting up? You watching football? I'm not watching football. Colin Kaepernick's got a new story. He helped he came to the defense of Mitchell, of Michael Bennett. And what a joke. Well, maybe we'll talk about it next week because we're not going to have time today. I just don't want to waste any time on it. But there's a lot of sports going on. But the biggest thing in sports that's happening right now that's not being talked about, the WNBA Finals. Are you following this? Who's going to win the WNBA playoffs and finally end up in the finals and then whatever. Well, do they get a trophy, right? What's the biggest contract in the WNBA? Do you know? I'm just curious. I know one girl in the WNBA. You want to know why? Because when all the brouhaha was going on over gay athletes, this woman is a gay athlete, and she was truly the first, quote, pro athlete who came out as gay. I think her name is like Tiffany something. Black chick, light-skinned black chick. And then later on, she had allegations. Get this, she Ray Rice'd her significant other, like beat her up. She's a butch-looking girl. But yeah, but Tiffany something. But she was the first openly gay pro athlete, but they didn't count her. They said I think it was Jason Collins was the first openly gay pro athlete. Then next came Michael Sams, who was never a pro athlete. But the real first was Tiffany. I think it was Tiffany Groner, something like that. Does that ring a bell? Yeah. So she was the first real gay athlete. But here's my point to all of this discussion that we're having. You don't follow the women's NBA, do you? I don't. I don't even know who's playing. Look up who's playing because I want to know. I want to do it before we even go on break. I want to know who's playing in the WNBA and who's got the biggest contract in the WNBA. But and look, those girls are skilled. Have you seen videos of these? There's a girl, a little young girl. She's probably 12. And her dream is to play basketball in the NBA, to be the first woman to play in the NBA. You should see this girl. Her dribble skills are awesome. And I don't know if she'll make it. I wish her luck. I hope she's that good. I remember when Nancy Lieberman and I used to play ball together, Nancy Lieberman Klein and Rhonda Rompola, and these girls could play. They could flat out hoop. Love being on their team. I learned more about basketball playing with those chicks than I learned my entire life playing with dudes. Serious. They had some amazing technique. Anyway, the WNBA playoffs is going on. I don't know who's playing. You don't know who's playing. If I took the average American and I said, name me one player in the WNBA by name, I think most people would be hard-pressed. Unless you have a daughter that's a baller, you don't need it. Kevin, boy, you might as well ask me to tell you in Chinese and to write it down in Chinese. Because, nobody knows. You ain't paying attention, huh? But there's a sports channel dedicated to it. And look, if I had daughters, I'd probably be more tuned in. But I don't want to see chick basketball. And it isn't because they're not good. Like I told you, I watched this young girl that wants to make it to the NBA. Wow. She's awesome. She's amazing. But are you glued to the WNBA? You know, when they went to, was it Title 8 or Title 9, one of them, that got rid of, that said, all the sports money needed to be equal and girls needed their own programs and all that. Whew. And I'm not going to be mad at people for wanting that. You know, a lot of the nation is made up of people with daughters. And they want their daughters to play. But what do you think finances most of the stuff that's going on in colleges and universities? They're big sports programs. They're men's sports programs. That's what does it. Men's sports programs bring in so much money. That's why the athletes are going, why don't we get paid? It's a multi-billion-dollar business, the NCAA. And the guys are going, we need to get some money. Come on now. Can't say I blame them. They're over there struggling, having to eat cup ramen and crazy stuff. Selling blood. I knew athletes when I was in school sold blood, sold plasma. Y'all think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding at all. They sold plasma to make ends meet. You know, and in some cases, to get a little extra. And the schools tried to help them. If you were a blue chip athlete, you got whatever you wanted. They finagled it, but you got it. But if you were a guy that just filled out the roster, man, you struggled. It was very difficult. But anyway, I look at this WNBA, I look at the outcome of whatever, Title 8 or Title 9, and I just think to myself, look, I'm happy these girls are making money, playing, doing the thing they love, playing sports and all that, but there's a part of me that feels, I don't want to say sorrow, but there's an emptiness that says, who cares, man? I mean, look, I get it. We want it to be equal in the sense of gender, but it's even giving the girls their league, you know what people watch. They watch Stephen Curry. They watch LeBron James. They don't want to see these girls, no matter how talented they are, because they know deep in their heart that the girls don't match up to the guys. They can't do the gorilla dunks and all the things that guys do. That's the problem. But, they shouldn't fret it. But we spent all this money on whatever the title number is. I'll give it Title 9 or whatever. And we've got a rinky-dink league that, I don't know, what's the viewership? So my producer came through and he says there are two divisions, two conferences. They're called conferences, Eastern and Western. Six teams in each conference. Liberty is leading in the Eastern Conference, and Lynx is in the Western Conference. Now, Lynx and Sparks, Lynx has won 27 games, lost 7. Sparks has won 26 games and lost 8. While on the Eastern side, Liberty's won 22 games and lost 12. And Sun has won 21 games, and lost 13. So those are the major teams. They're a game apart at the top. In the Eastern Conference, the lowest team is Fever. Somebody get them some help. And the lowest team in the Western are the Stars. Lost a lot of games. So, and I don't know who will finish up. I don't know whose record. Those are the records of the top two teams in each division. And let's face it, they'll probably end up facing off those two teams. And then, a winner will be picked. But I don't think most people care. So let's take a look at salaries. This article says, it's no secret that basketball players in the WNBA are grossly underpaid when compared to their male counterparts in the NBA. Holy Lily Ledbetter! Seriously? They say, despite the fact, I love this, that they are essentially doing the same job. Even the most skilled WNBA player makes a fraction of what an NBA player who is benched a majority of the season may earn. For example, NBA 2016 MVP Stephen Curry made a whopping $11.4 million last season. Meanwhile, Nneka Ogunwusike, the reigning WNBA MVP, who is one of the highest paid players, earned a mere $95,000 in 2016, the max salary in the league. She made $95,000. You know what? That's $95,000 that girl probably loves. She's doing what she loves and she's making money at it. She's good. I've seen her. They said, while all ballers dream of one day playing professionally, the average NBA rookie, WNBA rookie, can expect to earn a disappointing $36,500 for the year. WNBA players with at least 3 years earn $55,000, and the average player is paid $72,000. And they get bonuses and all kinds of stuff. Doesn't amount to a hill of beans, a shoe contract, a shoe deal, anything for Stephen Curry and all them, but it isn't equal. It's what the cost will bear. And apparently, like me, people aren't waiting around with bated breath to see what's going on in the WNBA. But you can bet somebody's going to make a gender issue out of this.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.